We're joined on the start line by a friend of the program and associate communications director at Vizio. We welcome back our friend, Chris Woolsey.
Oh my goodness. I am so excited to be here. I cannot even tell you, Sean. This is, as you know, the highlight of my month. And here we are. I am talking with the man with the most enthusiastic radio show in the land. Sean Dillon.
You're so kind, my friend. Let's go binge watching Beyond the Mic.
You bet.
Chris, Memorial Day is come and gone. Vizio still has plenty of great military titles on WatchFree+. You used to have cage matches about the best Nicolas Cage movie. So, which Nicolas Cage military movie fits?
We have a fantastic film, USS Indianapolis, Men of Courage. This is from 2016, starring your friend and mine, Nicolas Cage. Also has Thomas Jane, who I am a huge fan of from Thin Red Line and a million other movies, as well as Tom Sizemore. This is the true story. So it's actually, if you remember in the movie Jaws, Quint tells the story of the USS Indianapolis, the ship that delivered the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima. On the way back, they were torpedoed by a Japanese sub. It was such a secret mission that they couldn't even send out an SOS signal. And almost 900 men were put into shark-infested waters, of which 316 survived 3 days later when they were rescued.
Wow.
Really harrowing story. It was actually, the screenplay was actually written by a good friend of mine, Cam Cannon, who is an incredibly talented writer, producer, and Nicolas Cage just does what he does so well. I'm not sure who did more chewing on scenery, the sharks or Nicolas Cage, but it is a fabulous watch, and I am a big fan of both Cage and this film.
Summer is here. The great blockbusters are coming. Which summer blockbuster are you looking forward to?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I am actually looking forward to the new Jordan Peele movie, Him. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for this, but
haven't yet.
Like everything else Jordan Peele does, it looks intriguing.
For me, it's Superman.
Oh, yeah. That the trailer is pretty fantastic, I got to say.
I mean, when you have crypto jumping around, Superman, that sold me from the trailer.
Yep.
Ethan Hawke has been a favorite of mine from Gattaca to Training Day. Do you have a movie of his featured this month?
We do, as a matter of the fact. We have A Midnight Clear, which is a really, really great war film. This is based on true events. It takes place during the Battle of the Bulge, which, as you know, was probably one of the bloodiest battles of World War II. It was kind of the last gasp of the Nazi Empire before they were completely overrun by the Allies. And it's got a great cast, Ethan Hawke, Kevin Dillon, let's see, Peter Berg, before he became a big-time producer. He is in this. Gary Sinise, a young Gary Sinise, is in this. And it's a great story of a group of German soldiers that want to surrender to the Americans, but they need to do it in a way that will allow them to be able to save face and to protect their families back in their community, because there was a lot of retribution for German POWs who had willingly surrendered. And it's a really beautiful story. It's also really intriguing, and it'll pull at the heartstrings. I cannot say enough good things about this. I'm a big fan of Ethan Hawke. I think he's a fabulous performer, and this is this was really early in his career, but all of these actors, you could see why they were going to be big stars after watching this movie.
So, Chris, what's your favorite Ethan Hawke movie?
Oh boy, I'm going to have to go with Dead Poets Society.
It's so easy.
I know. Yeah, it's pretty great.
Now, my son's wedding was a war zone, but instead of talking to him about that, let's talk about In Harm's Way.
Right. I see what you did there. I hope you were able to get out of harm's way.
I'm here with you.
There you go. This is another beautiful war film. I mean, I think what war films often do so well is they tell sort of the human element while this gigantic catastrophic environment is going on kind of in the background.
Wow.
And In Harm's Way is a great example of that. Emil Hirsch, who I really underutilized leading man. He was in Into the Wild, which I think he knocked out of the park. He plays one of Doolittle's raiders, if you know that story from history. So after Pearl Harbor, the American military wanted to show that, you know, this we were not going to stand for this sort of aggression. And so they did a bombing raid over Tokyo. And on the way back to the U.S., Emil Hirsch plays a pilot who is shot down over Japanese-occupied China, crash lands, survives, and the only reason he's not rounded up by the Japanese is he's actually saved by a young Chinese peasant played by Yifei Liu, who you might have seen in the live-action Mulan. She played Mulan, and she is a spectacular actress. It's a really harrowing story of bravery of this young woman, as well as the village where she lives, hides Emil Hirsch and gets him to safety. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. If you're looking for something to celebrate the bravery of our servicemen, but also, you know, get a little romance in there as well, then In Harm's Way is definitely the one for you.
Chris Woolsey from Vizio joined us Beyond the Mic. We're going binge watching. Plenty of great sci-fi flicks are on Vizio. Give us three that I need to watch this summer.
You know me. I am a big sci-fi nerd. I'm a lot of kinds of nerds, but sci-fi is one of them. And I will gladly wave that flag. Probably my favorite right now is the 2013 Snowpiercer.
Great film.
Isn't it great? Yeah, it's fantastic. Directed by Bong Joon-ho, who obviously directed Parasite and is the toast of Hollywood right now. It tells the story of the last bits of humanity that are on a train that is endlessly circling the globe after there has been a cataclysmic change in the world's temperature that has changed the planet into an ice box. And everybody on this train has been relegated to different train cars that are basically caste systems. And speaking of caste, the cast is great. It's Chris Evans.
Incredible.
Yeah. Tilda Swinton, Ed Harris. It's ridiculous. The amount of amazing stars in this. And there is a twist in this film, and I will not spoil it for you because I am not that guy, but my goodness, when you find out the twist, hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. I think this is one of the best examples of sci-fi in the last 10 years, I would say.
What about another one?
I'm going to go with one of my indie favorites, and that is the 1997 Cube. I don't know if you've seen this.
I have seen all the Cube movies.
Yes, there are multiple Cubes. Yeah,
you can't say anything about the Cube without giving away the Cube.
It's true. It's very much like a Twilight Zone episode.
Exactly.
As a film, it is equal parts taut and terrifying, and has a lot of socioeconomic commentary. I thought it was phenomenal, and I thought, you know, there's a lot of kind of under the radar actors in this film, and I thought all of them were spectacular. Did you know they shot this for $250,000? I mean,
that's it.
Yeah, it was like shoestring. It looked like they spent $10 million. The effects were amazing. I guess when you have, I'm not even going to say anything because I don't want to spoil it for your listeners. Just go watch Cube. It's phenomenal.
And your last one?
Well, you know me. I can never resist throwing in Nicolas Cage as many times as physically possible.
Shock.
I'm going to go with the 2009 Knowing. I don't know if you've seen this. It's a kind of a hit gem.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yep. It was directed by Alex Proyas, who I love, who directed The Crow and Dark City, iRobot. So he's got mad sci-fi props. And Knowing is about Nicolas Cage plays an MIT professor, which is hilarious to begin with. But he comes up with this list of numbers that he gets from a kid's space capsule, you know, like the those things that they bury in the ground and they dig them up like 50 years later. And he realizes that these numbers are actually a code that have predicted not only past tragedies, but current and future tragedies as well. And he has to use these numbers to basically save the world from a coming apocalypse.
Since we last talked, you celebrated a birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I can finally vote.
You watched a concert with your son. What's the one thing you want to do with your family before the summer is over?
There are a lot of things. I want to go camping. I want to go fishing. But we have a big family trip planned for Europe. And I am really excited to take my family to Europe. My daughter has been a couple of times without us, and my son has never been, and he's very excited. My sister and brother-in-law have a little place in the countryside in Spain, and they are wonderful enough to let us go and crash their pad. And so we're going to go to Spain. We're going to Paris. We're going to, gosh, where else are we going? I don't know. We're going everywhere.
Look, kids, big men, Parliament.
That's it. Oh, I'm right there with you. I know that reference. We use it all the time. Every time we get lost and I'm driving, my wife says, "Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament."
Since Vizio has 300 free live entertainment channels and 25,000 titles on demand, you can always have something going on. What's the one underappreciated movie that we should all watch this month?
Yes, I am so glad you asked, because there are so many hidden gems on Watch Free Plus, but far and away, my absolute favorite is Blue Ruin. This is a 2013 action film directed by Jeremy Saulnier. He directed The Green Room, and then he just had a big hit on Netflix with Rebel Ridge. But he does these really smart action films that have political commentary in them. Really, really great stuff. He shot it for $400,000, and he shot it on his credit card. So he would shoot a scene, max out his credit card, go get a job, pay off his credit card, shoot another scene,
wow,
max out his credit card, go get a job. And he did this for an entire year until he was able to put the entire movie together. And
jeez,
it's basically, Sean, the easiest way I can describe it is take the plot of the movie Taken with Liam Neeson.
Okay.
And then put a guy like you or me in that part who does not have a set of special skills.
I don't have a particular set of skills, and I need to lose weight, but I'm going to find you, and I'm going
exactly. Well, that's this movie. So it should be a comedy, but it's not. It is a taut drama about a guy who is driven to take revenge for something in his past and has no skills to do it whatsoever. It's amazing. Blue Ruin. Go watch it tonight. You will thank me later.
Chris Woolsey joins us from Vizio as we go binge watching Beyond the Mic. And it's time for the Fast Four Things Random Sets. All you have to do, Chris, and they go from easy to kind of easy to, well, maybe impossible. See if you can see what they all have in common. There is no pressure.
Okay, here we go.
Number one, Puss in Boots, Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, and The Mask of Zorro.
Okay, these are movies starring Antonio Banderas, right?
All have Antonio Banderas in it. Now we're going to stay easy.
All right.
Fences, Wilma.
Sure.
The Book of Eli and The Giveaway, Training Day.
Okay, I got that. This one's actually pretty easy, too, only because I'm a huge fan. Movies starring Denzel Washington.
They're all Denzel Washington movies. Now let's go a little harder.
Okay.
Danny Trejo, Michael Douglas, and Owen Wilson.
Is it Charlie Sheen?
All movies with Charlie Sheen in a supporting role. Oh, outstanding man, job.
That was a stab in the dark.
Let's go 4 for 4, brother.
Okay.
John Wayne, Kirk Douglas, Paul Apprentice, and Burgess Meredith.
Okay, one more time.
If people could only see the look of fear on your face.
Yeah.
John Wayne, Kirk Douglas, Burgess Meredith, the old penguin, and Paul Apprentice. That's the key one.
Okay, yeah, it's the Paul Apprentice and Burgess Meredith. They were in the 1965 In Harm's Way?
They starred in Harm's Way from 1965. It's a war movie. It's totally different.
Two different stories. Both take place during World War II, but two completely different stories.
Try to beat Chris Woolsey in movie trivia at your own risk, friends. Let's sneak in one more. What type of movies does Watch Free Plus have more? Action, sci-fi, or comedy?
We have a lot of all three, but I am going to have to go with action. Our acquisitions and programming teams are amazing at scouring the media landscape and finding so many great action films. Jean-Claude Van Damme and Mel Gibson and fill in the blank. We've got pretty much all the heavy hitters. I'm going to go with action.
Time for the impossible question with our friend Chris Woolsey beyond the mic. We did this last month with actors. I'm going to do this again with actresses this time.
Okay.
If you could not watch one actress for the rest of your time from the following list: Katharine Hepburn, Nicole Kidman, Sigourney Weaver, Emma Stone, Elizabeth Taylor, Helen Mirren, or Sandra Bullock, who are you tossing out forever?
Forever. That is a... You're not a nice person, Sean. I always think you're a nice person, and then you get a question like this that comes up, and I said you can't, because there is no nice person that would ask me a question like this.
Katharine Hepburn, Nicole Kidman, Sigourney Weaver, Emma Stone, Elizabeth Taylor, Helen Mirren, or Sandra Bullock.
Okay, this is not easy, because each of them has a movie that is very special in my heart.
What's the special movie from Katharine Hepburn?
That would be On Golden Pond.
How about Nicole Kidman?
I have liked so many Nicole Kidman movies. I don't even know if I could narrow it down. But I'm going to go with, and this is hard because I think as a person, I would probably like her more than anybody else, because when I see her in interviews, she comes across as a very real, down-to-earth person, and that is Sandra Bullock.
What?
Yeah. I love her as a human, and I think she's idiotically talented, and there are a couple of movies that I love, but when I think of all these other actresses, there's a movie in there that's a deal breaker, and unfortunately for Sandra, there's just not real. I mean, Miss Congeniality is a brilliant film, but there's nothing that I would die if I couldn't watch it for the rest of my life.
Chris, where can people find Watch Free Plus?
They can, if they have a Vizio TV, they just turn their Vizio TV on and click on the Watch Free Plus icon, and they're off to the races. Or if they don't own a Vizio TV, all they have to do is go to their favorite app store, download the free Vizio app, create a free Vizio account, and they can watch over 300 free streaming channels with thousands of free movies and TV shows without having to pay a dime.
He'll be back in July to get us ready for back to school. Can't wait to visit Europe on vacation and eliminated Sandra Bullock forever. He wants you to enjoy movies with Vizio. Chris Woolsey, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Sean, I will count the days until I can come back in July.
And that, my friends, is Binge Watching Beyond the Mic. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.